recently, the Department of Environmental Protection approved an addition to the SWIFT MUDs, or the Southwest Florida Water Management District Swim Priority Water Body List, adding three of our first magnitude spring systems to that list. So DEP officially approved adding the Weekiwatchee River, Chazawitzka River, and the Homosassa River to SWIFT MUDs Swim Priority Water Body List.
And SWIM stands for Surface Water Improvement Management Program. What is that program priority?
That program was established in 1987 by the Florida legislature. That is when they enacted the SWIM Act to protect, restore, and maintain Florida's threatened surface water bodies. And under this act, the state's five water management districts identify a list of priority water bodies within their authority and then develop and implement plans to restore or protect those priority systems.
What kind of plans are we talking about? Why would they need to be protected? And why are these springs important to be protected?
These springs are important to be protected because they represent the remaining three of our five first magnitude systems in the water management district to be added to the SWIM list. So now the priority water body list includes all five of the first magnitude spring systems within SWIFT MUD's boundaries. And a first magnitude system denotes those springs or spring groups that discharge the largest amount of water per day. So they are significant water features within the district. For example, the five first magnitude systems in our district, individually, they discharge over 64 million gallons of water per day. So combined, that's over a billion gallons of water discharging to the Gulf of Mexico each day from those first mag systems.
So you're talking about an impact not only in the rivers themselves, but also an impact in the Gulf of Mexico where those freshwaters exit.
That is correct. These systems are really key in protecting and preserving that offshore aquatic habitat right along the Gulf of Mexico. For example, the seagrass beds and the scallop fisheries that those beds support.
Going back into the freshwater for a second, what kinds of protections can, being on this priority list, what can you do to protect those springs?
What the SWIM plans do is they identify restoration projects as well as costs and responsibilities to restore these systems from the threats that impact them. So the district then works with our partners to implement the projects that are identified in these plans. Some examples of projects that have been implemented in the past under SWIM include stormwater retrofits, habitat restoration projects, and shoreline enhancements.